Welcome to Progressive Pockets. I go by Gigi, that's short for Genit Gimja, and I'm your host. Progressive Pockets is a place where you and I can spend some time talking about ways we can walk the talk in terms of our values. So if you're up at night thinking about climate change, we can talk about a few suggestions for greening our 401ks. If you're pissed off about the sheer amount of power that the gun industry has in our country, we can talk about figuring it out. You know, figuring out if your bank is quietly pushing money into those politicians' campaigns. Whatever your values are, I think we can find ways to line up our daily money decisions with those values. Yeah, even in this economy, I think we can do it. From time to time on this show, we talked about celebrity giving or billionaire giving. And that's because, well, it's interesting. And more importantly, it might spark some thinking as we consider how we want to donate our own money. So today, let's talk about Mackenzie Scott and how she decides where she's going to donate. Her net worth is estimated at $40 billion, billion with a B. That is the GDP of the entire country of Bolivia. And Bolivia has a population of 12 million people, y'all. Anybody else freaked out about income inequality? When I think about it, I'm sweating, you know. It's why we're here, so it's okay. We're going to get past this. We're going to get past this overwhelmed feeling, and we're going to get into some practical things that we can actually do. Taking action is, and now I'm speaking to myself, taking action is better than going down the emotional spiral, right? Or I don't know, check that with your therapist. Maybe you are supposed to sit with your feelings sometimes. I don't know. I'm spiraling. Okay. Let's take a deep breath together. When I think about Mackenzie Scott's giving, I think about the letter she wrote when she signed the giving pledge. This was where she promised to give away the majority of her wealth. And in that letter, she talks about not saving your best for later, using your best now. In other words, give your money away now, not when you die. I'm not quoting her exact words. She's actually a beautiful writer. If you're interested, I'll include a link to this letter in the show notes. She says she's going to give until the safe is empty. I hope she does. Back in episode 67, you might remember a deep dive into whether or not the founder of Patagonia really gave his company away, as he said he did, in a very splashy public announcement that the media absolutely loved. Mackenzie Scott seems to be saying she's literally going to give away all of her money. I hope this is what she does. So many people need help right now. Let the billionaires of tomorrow donate tomorrow. If you're a billionaire today, help the people today. Mackenzie Scott writes a lot about her giving. She writes on Medium every six-ish months. She's definitely sitting with her feelings. She's pairing it with action. When you read these essays, she's pondering things like, what is philanthropy? Why is generosity? Who are the people that are doing the grassroots work? What kind of impact can you have on a person's life? It's beautiful writing. I'm going to include the link to her Medium page as well. I wish, if I could maybe suggest a topic for her to ponder, like how can she tackle the root causes of the grotesque amount of wealth she's now working hard to give away. Why is there this grotesque amount of income inequality? And she seems uncomfortable with the amount of money. She says that very plainly in her writing. She is so uncomfortable with how much money she has, with income inequality. I wish she would write to speak more directly to how she can use her extreme amount of power to change that. so that the system doesn't have this result again in the future. She seems to me like such a thinker. I would love to hear her thoughts on these questions. Mackenzie Scott is working to give away large amounts of money, and she's giving to a really wide set of causes and geographies. But she hasn't really come out and said exactly what the strategy is behind it. So if we can't get access to her exact strategic plan and her roadmap, well, there are probably things we can figure out from just looking for patterns in the donations she has given so far. And that's exactly the subject of a piece that was published in the Chronicle of Philanthropy in January of 2024. Of course, I'm going to include the links in the show notes as always. The article is focusing on research coming out of Harvard University. They looked at the donations she has documented on her site over the years. They then cross-referenced those organizations that had received money from her with their IRS filings for those organizations. And then they started to look for trends in the data. And that's what I'm going to be sharing today. Again, because it's interesting, but also because I think sometimes, for some reason, hearing how other people are giving can spark our own thinking about our own giving, even if it's not at a billionaire level. So her average donation size turned out to be about $8 million. Again, her net worth is $40 billion. So, an average donation size of $8 million, it's a tiny fraction of her bucket of money. A person with $40 billion giving away $8 million, it's like if someone had $200,000, they're giving away the equivalent of 40 bucks, right? I mean, it's just not even a rounding error. You would not even notice $40 missing in your account, okay? So let's keep that in mind when we hear about these big donations from the super wealthy, you know, 8 million, 10 million. We're often talking about chump change because it's really hard for us, and even me with a strong math background, former mathlete here, it can be really hard to just keep it into perspective. Do you all remember when the Occupy Wall Street organizers, Occupy Wall Street was the official name of the movement. They were trying to get us all to understand the magnitude of wealth or income inequality in America. And I'll never forget turning on the morning news and one of the organizers was on there. And I think he had like two large pizzas and he started to cut just this tiny, you know, this small slice of pizza. And he said, "This is the wealth that the 99% have." It was like this one little piece of pizza. And then the rest of the two pizzas represented the wealth of the 1%. This is how I do you all remember that too? So let's keep that in mind when we think about, you know, average donation for Mackenzie Scott is $8 million. In my mind, I'm going to keep reminding myself that's about 40 bucks for an American that has $200,000. So she has donated money to organizations in each of the 50 states of the United States. Slightly more of her giving has gone to the southern states. So it seems like it's a focus area for her. Definitely, she's been very intentional to make sure all 50 states are getting a piece. She has also donated to donations outside of the U.S., but it doesn't seem to be a huge focus for her giving. Her top causes have been sort of in these categories, and it has shifted a little bit over time. So we're talking healthcare, we're talking education, we're talking human services. So, for example, like a job training program, or I read about a program she was donating towards to help prevent unplanned pregnancies, housing. Some of her really big splashy donations were to historically Black colleges and universities, and then also colleges and universities serving Latinos in America as well, too. But she really does give to a really wide assortment of causes. Another donation I'm remembering now is that she was donating towards legal aid organizations. I mean, it just so many different things that she is funding. When she has called for proposals, she did this recently. She asked for community-led, community-focused organizations. I thought that was very cool. She tends not to give towards science and technology, religion, medical research, and animal welfare. She does give to those. It's just that when you look at the proportion of money that goes to those causes, it's not quite as much. Mackenzie Scott tends to give unrestricted donations. What that means is she's not dictating exactly how the organizations have to use the money. She's okay with some of the money going towards whatever the organization needs. So maybe they need to stock their shelves with books, fine. They need food to hand out, fine. They need to pay for a facility for their offices, fine. They need to pay employee salaries, fine. It's whatever they need to use the money for, the money is unrestricted, so they can do that. That's another, I think, maybe signature aspect of her giving. So just to really quickly recap what we covered today, and what I'm going to highlight specifically is what we might find interesting for our own giving, okay? So first, Mackenzie Scott has a goal of giving her money away now, not saving it to give away later or when she dies or, you know, 200 years into the future for her money still to be giving. No, she's trying to do it now while people need help. Two, she's focusing on giving in the U.S., prioritizing the southern states, though it's very clear she's been intentional in giving to each of the 50 states. Third, she has some clear focus areas in terms of the causes she's focusing on: healthcare, education, housing, human services. And then finally, and my favorite one, she's giving a lot of unrestricted funds. She's not trying to specify exactly how the recipients are using the money. And she's also not making it so that the organizations can't use the money for their administrative costs. If you have a few more minutes, I want to suggest another episode that you might enjoy. This would be a very different approach from a very different billionaire, Rihanna. That is episode 88. Rihanna's approach to giving has been to narrow down to a very specific one or two issues in a very specific region. If I had to, in one sentence, describe sort of her like signature giving program so far, it has been caring for women's health despite climate change in the Caribbean. Check out episode 88. It's so inspiring. It's so interesting. If you're like me, it makes me want to think about what my specific focus could be. It's so exciting to think about. We went on quite a journey today. You know, we went from, let me speak for myself, I went from freaking out about income inequality, having to take some deep breaths, to getting excited about figuring out what my signature cause might be for my own giving, for my very non-billionaire giving. So let's end with a quote, and I'm going to quote the person of the hour, Mackenzie Scott, from one of her many essays I was reading on Medium as I researched this episode. "Each unique expression of generosity will have value far beyond what we can imagine or live to see." If you enjoyed this episode, send it to someone, anyone. Send it to a friend. Send it to a cousin. Send it to your colleague, the one that you are always talking about current events with. It's still how podcasts grow. It's word of mouth. So you can go to progressivepockets.com if you want to browse the backlog for this show, if you want to be the cool one that has the new podcast to recommend to everyone else. You can also connect on Twitter. Just take out all the vowels from Progressive Pockets. That's the handle. And if you want to get in touch to suggest a topic, you can email progressivepockets@gmail.com. That is all for today. Let's talk again soon.